Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Either by way of our Facebook live stream or on blogtalkradio.com. Grateful for you. The number to call us here tonight is 563-999-3617. Again, that number to call right here live in the studio on this January 23rd, 2024. It's Tuesday night, and you know we do it at 7 o'clock p.m. Give us a call here, 563-999-3617. It's open mic night. It's open mic night. I got my good friend out of Murfreesboro along with us. We apologize. Last week we had some personal matters to deal with, so we were not able to air live. But we're back this week, and we're grateful for you. We're going to strive to continue to do so. Hopefully Pastor Wall will be able to connect with us again and join us. But you call us. You're watching us right now on live stream, give me a call. I'd love to talk with you. Shoot your questions or comments there on Facebook. We'll do our level best to get you in the conversation, all right? Again, the number to call is 563-999-3617. And Brother Josh, my good friend Josh out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, he was so gracious as to tell us, hey, man, what happened to you? Man, I was looking for you, dude. Where were you at? And so we want to make it up to him tonight. So be sure to call in because he had some good stuff to share with us, and we certainly want to hear that. We definitely want to hear that from him tonight. And so we're going to open up the phone lines. And without further ado, We're going to invite Josh. How you doing, my friend? How's it going today?
It's going pretty good.
Good. The family doing all right?
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear. That's definitely what we want to hear. Okay. And so I'm just going to kind of turn the floor over to you tonight so you can talk to me about some things you got going on and some ideas you want to share with us live here on Talk Straight tonight.
Okay. Wasn't it that in the Bible?
Okay.
It was written the first two people ever to live on this earth. Had it well made, and they actually talked to God, actually by not just I'm gonna talk to him by closing my lips and praying, but actually talking to them face by face almost.
Okay. So we are talking about Adam and Eve, right? Those are the first two people we're talking about.
Yes.
Make sure we don't say confusing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was thinking, if that is true, what did they do that was just so bad? That was just so bad that they kicked them out of the garden. There was just one thing. There was just one thing. But it was just so bad.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, are you done with your question?
Oh, no. It was a rhetorical question.
I see. Okay. So, you know, open mic night and talk straight. We cover a range of topics to include theology and the Word of God and so forth and so on. So I'm a believer like you are. And as a believer, I embrace the Holy Writ, the scriptures, right? And, of course, the particular scripture that you're making reference to is in the Genesis account, and man and woman, and first things were good for them, and then all of a sudden, it was topsy-turvy. Things got turned upside down, and they found themselves kicked at the garden. And you're asking, man, what did they do so bad to make the Almighty kick them out? Well, I think that may be apropos to today in 2024, Josh. What is it that we do that really upset the apricot, make things so bad for ourselves that we miss out on good opportunities? I would just answer that by saying disobedience. Our listening audience can feel free to join us here. It's open mic, and Josh is bringing us, introducing this topic to us. 563-999-3617. So, Josh, I would say, I know it was a rhetorical question, but, you know, let's talk about it to others join us in the conversation. Oftentimes, we human beings, in my observation, have a tendency to see beyond their belly. I mean, what I mean by that is their eyes get bigger than their belly. You want more than you can handle. You understand what I'm saying? And maybe it's part of the drive to conquer, to want to do great things. Maybe it's what Dr. King talks about, the drum major instinct. Perhaps that's it. But sometimes my observation has been that we tend to break off, and we don't mean any harm necessarily, but more than we can handle or chew. You know what I mean? And do you, what do you think? Do you think that was it? They were in the garden, and there are resources and opportunities and things are made available to them, and they said, I want to chew. I know Adam told me, this is Eve talking, Adam told me, the text suggests that he informed his wife of what God's directive was to stay away from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I know Adam probably said to himself, okay, God. But Eve allowed herself to get caught up in a situation where her curiosity got the best of her. And I'm not saying that she was a bad person, but it turned out to be a bad thing, didn't it? A real bad thing.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It did. Pastor Waller, hold on 1 second, Jack. Pastor Waller, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm all right. Pastor Jack, all right, how you doing?
Where you been all my life, brother?
Hey, man. Been around and
been
about, man. Yes, sir.
I know you've been busy.
About, man.
You know, I've been running in and out of town here the last few weeks, Pastor. But I've seen that you've been out. Yeah, I've seen you've been out there on the battlefield. I know you've been on the battlefield. So,
yeah, man.
But we appreciate you. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, that's
go
all
ahead,
right.
I'm
sorry. Your thing's all right. Your thing's all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm still fathead and ugly, but hey, man, I'm gonna have to live with that for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
You gotta keep on pushing.
Yes, sir. Well, my good friend, our good friend Josh is on the other line that pastor, and he already dropped the mic on me. He asked me what did, I'm gonna let you talk to him in a sec. He asked me what did the two first people to have in the world do so bad that they had to get kicked out the garden. And go ahead, talk to him. I can't handle him. I can't touch him.
Well, there's a man by the name of Joshua. How you doing, Joshua?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. I'm glad you're doing fine, and I'm maintaining myself, and it's good to hear you bringing forth some good information, and I can tell that with that powerful question there. Yeah, powerful question, because they had something going on, and some kind of way got distracted along the way. And
yes, sir.
You know, and all of a sudden, they had to go.
Uh-oh.
I hear you, Josh.
Uh-oh.
They had to go. See, he didn't say they left the garden. He said he got kicked out.
That's messed up right there.
Must have been out of line. They had to be out of line like that, Josh.
That's rough. Got kicked out, man. God. They didn't invite him out. He got kicked out. Golly. Well,
yeah, that's pretty
much. But Pastor Josh, I was just asking Josh, how is that, man? Thing was laid, a table, figuratively speaking, was laid out for anything they needed, anything they wanted. Bam. They had control of it. Had dominion and power and everything. One day, everything cool. Then the next day you wake up, you find yourself on your little fanny kicked out the garden. That's kind of messed up, ain't it?
That is.
That's messed all up, man. I don't even know what to say about it. Josh, you help me out now. You brought this up anyway. It's your stuff anyway, Josh.
Okay, so they get kicked out. See, okay. Okay. Now they kicked out the garden. Years go by later. Then the Savior comes. The Savior.
I see what you're going on the cross.
Dies on the cross for us. And what do we do? What are we doing? What did we do?
Good question.
Who is we? That's what I. Who is we?
Hey, who, all of us.
You a French man now?
What?
You speaking French now? Who is we? We, Bonjour.
I think something must have went on. Something must have went on, so we got to find out, you know, what happened that caused it to have to be passed down to others who was actually innocent suddenly became guilty, you know, of what. So that's something that's happening. So go ahead, talk to us and see what's going on about that, what's happening.
Well, I think I see where Josh is going. And today, and he asked a question, he made the statement, and he asked, what are we doing? And in truth, Josh, I mentioned to you that everybody is not believers. And I hope that your example, my example, Pastor Wallace's example, can inspire someone to come to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so they can be set free, right? And so when we start talking about we, I'm not sure if we can qualify everybody. But let's say it like this. Those who say they know and trust and believe in the Savior, are we really getting back and taking full advantage of the pass he gave us? Because we got kicked out. Job told us that if you're born of a woman, you only have a few days, huh? And full of trouble. Isn't that what he said? And I don't know about y'all, but I've had my share of trouble. I sure have. So the good news is John 14 said that in the world you're gonna have trouble. But I'm paraphrasing. Don't worry about it, because I didn't overcome this. You're gonna have tribulation, but don't worry about it. I've overcome the world. So you're saying that. Are we appreciative? Are we embracing? That's a good question. That's a very good question. And if not, why won't anybody appreciate the fact that this man, he paid the cost, the ultimate cost? Go ahead, Doc.
So now he is dying on the cross. He has done nothing wrong. He has done no sin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has done sins, but he has done no sin.
Okay. All right.
That is crucial. Because if he had done even one sin, then we can look ourselves in the mirror and then look him in the mirror too. But he had done no sins. But before he was on the cross, but he looked at one person. He was born, so he could see things that at first he hadn't seen, but now he had seen. Now he had witnessed everything.
He being
so,
who are we talking about? Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about the Savior, Jesus.
Okay.
I'm talking about him.
All right.
Now he had witnessed. He had that. You couldn't say that he hadn't witnessed anything. He had witnessed everything now. Because he had witnessed the birth, the he had witnessed everything except get married. But that wasn't his intent. That wasn't calling. And
Josh, 1 second. Can I respectfully push back on you? He did have a bride. He did have a bride.
Oh, he did.
Guess who it was? It was the church.
No,
my
goodness. I did not know this. Help me out, Pastor.
His bride was the church. Huh? Paul, when it said, husband, love your wife, even as what? Christ loved what, Pastor? The church. You understand? That was that was his woman right there. The people of God.
I was about to say, you tricked me. I was about to say.
All right. But were you going to say something? I'm going to bring back Wally, and I'm going to ask Wally a question. Were you going to say something else, Josh?
Did somebody have a question or a statement or something?
I was going to ask Pastor Walla a question about the discussion that you were leading in terms of done none wrong and witnessed everything. So, Pastor, today in 2020.
See, you can ask whatever.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So, Pastor, today in 2024, this January 23rd, there are some people who don't know how to appreciate the sacrifice that was made so that we won't have to die in sin, okay? And for a lot of reasons, they don't. And some of the reasons is because those of us who should have represented the Word of God in the house of God and in the street haven't done the best job we could. I say that with all due respect. I know you know this because you do this yourself, Pastor. And COVID really messed up off of some of us. You know what I mean? I'm talking about preachers now. Is there a way back for us, Brother Pastor? Is there any hope for us to get back where we need to be?
Well, it was already put in motion. He said he came to his own, but his own received him not.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
But he said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. So even to those who believed on his name. So the hope is in those who believed on his name, not in those who was already inside the building. And you know, saying, you know, glory to God, since I laid my burdens down, I love God. That's not what he's talking about. And so
that ain't it.
So, and that's why he had to deal with things as he did. The Bible says he became sin for us who actually knew no sin, you know, for us. Mm. You know what I mean? He did all this for us. He had done no wrong, as Joshua was saying. And you know, he said he had to, you know, pour everything into us so we could become righteous. And he had to take on the sin nature as a result of that. That had to be a painful thing, but he did it according to the scripture. So, you know, and I believe he did that, man, so he could let those who really don't know him, you know, get a chance to find out. And if somebody is going to carry it out faithfully, then they would discover that, well, hey, he actually did it for me. So I got a chance to get to know him. I was afraid at first, but since I heard he came to his own and they rejected him, they didn't receive him. He was expecting them to do some things. But he said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. And I like the part where it said, even those who believed on his name. And that just took a moment, and it didn't take long at all. Just that moment of believing on his name, they received power. And here go people who in there talking that talk and got that certain look and things like that inside the building, that didn't cut it. You say, I came to y'all. Y'all wouldn't do nothing I said. So we had to go get some people, man, to do some things. And that's where, you know, I believe the change is going to take place. So, yeah, there's hope as a result of that. But if you had to depend on those who was in there and doing all of that, what I'm talking about, you know, glorifying him, worshiping him, you know, and honoring him, you know, with their lips and hearts are far from him, it won't get nothing done with those people. Right. Because they got the look and the sound, and they're doing it well. Yeah, they're doing it well, man. But it gets a little bit deeper than that now. I think that's what's going on. So, yeah, there's hope. I just still believe that there is hope.
Okay. Yes, sir. What were you going to say, Josh?
I was about to say, right before he died. He, as Jesus, do I have to bury this burden? That's deep. That is deep. Do I have to bury this burden?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're just making a statement, or are you asking a question, or you the point that
I'm just saying, like, what if you had to bury that burden on the cross?
Yeah.
Like on the cross, and you had to bury that burden.
Okay. Can I tell the truth and shame the devil, Josh?
Yeah.
I think if it were left up to me, Pastor Wallen and Josh, personally, I might be too cowardice to do it, man. I might say, man, hey, I don't know them people. Hey, don't put me up there. Pastor, I'd be afraid to take off and run, man. Huh?
Well, that's why.
If it were left to me now.
Yeah. That's why they made sure they excluded you from after you even had that thought, you know, so they could make it more effective. Man. We had to go. Yeah.
Wow.
Even though he some changes about it, but he had to go. You know. Feel the order.
Lord Jesus. Yeah. Temple hope. Well, I mean, asking tough questions, you know. Could I bear it, man? Shoot, not only could I won't say I couldn't bear it, but I think if I know me like I know me, you understand what I'm saying? I may have said, "Hey, man, I'm out of here, man. That's why I'm living on their own." You know what I mean? I got to go, man. I holler. I'm afraid I would have said that.
Fish that was swallowed, fish, like the fish that fish, and he was swallowed up by a fish. Remember that?
Jonah.
Well, yeah. I get that, but you were talking about Baron that the Baron. The
you told me like that, like
yeah,
and you gonna go the other way, like
well,
you was followed by me.
Hopefully, one day, Joshua, I can find the courage. Be like Meshach, Adrach, and Abednego, and say, even if he don't spare us, we're going anyway because we know he can. Huh? Huh, Joshua? That's the kind of holy boldness I want to have. Are you with me? That's what I want to have. But I'm just saying, if I had been back there in the zygus of the moment, I think I may would have chumped out on him. I'm not proud to say that of what he did. You understand what I'm saying, Josh? That just speaks to how powerful
it really does. Cause,
yeah. So.
I think because he did that, we can do more. Or less,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
We can
yes,
do more or less right now because of what he did earlier.
Yeah.
You can go.
I was just going to put a little scripture on that. I think I understand the mindset of Christ, Josh and Pastor, and now that I want to be like him, I can find boldness in 2024 now. So it's okay, Pastor, if someone decides that they don't like the fact that I love the Lord and that I want to be a witness for them, then they feel like I'm going to put a pistol to your head. I can handle it today, Pastor. I can handle it a bit better today. Listen to what Jesus said. In John 18:37, he says, when he found himself under the gun, figuratively speaking, faced by Pilate, the Roman governor, he said, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? And he making himself bigger than what he was. And he answered, Jesus answered, thou sayest that I'm a king. But watch what he says. He snatched it out the air. And he put it like this. He says, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Huh? Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So, Josh, today our sacrifice for righteousness is there so that someone else, might be able to be saved, and I got to go now. I can't be scared no more. Can't be scared no more in 2024. I gotta go and bite the bullet. You understand? So that somebody else might be saved, and let them know that he died, that we all might be free. Huh?
That's key.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Pastor. That's key. Yes, it is. Because somebody got to make a stand.
I guess I'll go faster if I have to go by myself, huh?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You know, you say you'd make a stand, brother. So that would please him. Yeah, that would please him right there.
Yeah. If the Lord needs somebody, here am I. Then they said, send me, I'll go.
Josh, don't make me
act a fool on you now, Josh. I didn't come to get happy, but you're gonna fool around and make me get happy up in there. We're about at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to us. Come on. I think I saw somebody blink in with us. We love to hear from you. It's open mic, and we love to talk about the Bible too. We like to talk about the Word and give witness and glory to God. So if you want to do that, come on, give me a call here 563 888-999-3617. That's the number you can call right now and talk. Josh is on there, Pastor Wallace. And Josh, I don't know what's his problem, but he'd be trying to throw them bowls on you, you know, be trying to swing it hard. But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. We're in the ring, Josh. We're in the ring. It's open mic, so we can entertain if you have another thought that you want to. This is what Josh brought us to, though, on this January 23rd, 2023. We got enough, 24, I'm sorry. I went back another year, 2024. We got about another 24 minutes or so before we wrap up tonight. But feel free to give us a call and join us in the conversation. So we go right back to Josh, though, to his discussion. Now, Josh, we've been, since we started this show 8 years ago now, what we were looking at is at-risk young people, right? That's what we're looking at. In fact, let me do this. I'm going to play you the original commercial that we had. This may sound familiar to y'all. And then let's talk about that on the other side of it. Let me play you the original
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison.
What?
People try to tell me I should grow up be a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked.
Josh.
Yeah?
Has Pookie got any better 8 years later? Still out there in these streets.
He's still out in these streets. That was the third thing I was going to talk about.
Okay. Come on, give it to me, then. Give me what you got. Come on, give me what you got, man.
See, after Jesus died on the cross, we had two roles we could follow. The narrow or the wide. Two people too many are doing the net. I mean, the why?
Okay,
why is
that? The broad way of destruction. Well, I think Pastor Wallace summed it up pretty well when he explained that there's some folks perhaps who've been playing church for a long time, and they're standing in the way of those who are in need of truth. Huh? I don't want to speak for them, so jump in here when you get ready, Pastor. Say it like you want to. And maybe that's the problem, Josh. That broad way that leads to destruction. It's easy to get on that one because everybody's done walked on. You ain't got to tread too much road. You know what I mean? So, but what say you to that, Pastor? What say you to that?
I mean, but it's a normal thing now. I mean, that's just the normal way, you know, of the world. And the world has a divine way of doing things, and you know, most people that's in the church have to bow down to it, whether they know it or not. You know, it's almost like a command that they must bow down to the world's way, and that's what you know is going on. That's what caused for a lot of people to be where they are, because nobody is stepping up that's supposed to be stepping up. Like, for instance, those that were supposed to be his own. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, what that was like, you know, for him to come to his own and they just rejected him as if he wasn't saying anything, you know. So, yeah, that's a tough thing. So he had to go get those who really don't know him and, you know, just give them a chance. And when they become sons of God, he have to take them through the process of learning some things. So just mm-hmm. because you've been in church a long time doesn't mean that you know him.
Wait a minute now.
And that's a tough situation. Tough situation. Very tough.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is. So I believe that circumstances over the last 5 years or so, and I'm specifically alluding to COVID, has really forced many to reconsider their faith. You understand what I'm saying? And particularly their faith mm-hmm. in God versus what the government or man said. Now, there were a lot of people who were concerned about their health and so forth, rightfully so. But we've been telling folks as prognosticators of the gospel, I know I have. I've been telling folks that God is greater than anything, and death has no victory. The grave has no victory, and death has no sting. That's what I've been telling folks. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when you're facing a bear, then Josh, you know, do you trust God or do you get scared of the bear? You know what I mean? So, if y'all don't mind, I tell a story about this preacher and the deacon. And back in these days, they walked to church through the woods, through the forest, you understand? And there were a couple of black bears out there in the woods. And this particular time, the deacon and the preacher were walking. And sure enough, they ran up on a bear. The deacon just knew, he grabbed his Bible, and he knew that the preacher had the faith to save him. So the deacon closed his eyes, and he began to pray. Next thing you know, Josh, he woke, opened his eyes, and all he saw was the back of the preacher's feet. So he took off running, too. Let me get up. I got to go. And when he caught up with, what happened? I was looking for you to pray us out of that situation. I thought you said the Lord was all right. He said, yeah, the Lord is all right. I thought you said God is able. Yeah, God is able. He said, well, what happened, preacher? He said, son, the Lord is all right in the prayer meeting, but it ain't too much in a prayer meeting. So, Josh, he's still all right even in a prayer meeting, huh? And I can say definitively, God is still powerful in the prayer meeting as well as in the prayer meeting. But a little humor there. But it's something that we have to examine for ourselves, right? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Would it be God or will it be man? That's the question. Go ahead.
So many people nowadays, and when I was growing up, don't know if this is right from another thing that might be right, if you get what I'm saying.
They can't choose between what is right and what's wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'm talking about children. Like that's why I was backed up and started with the first man and what you call it? That's
woman,
why
okay.
I started with that.
Yes, sir.
It's
yes, sir.
Still
okay.
Going on.
Correct.
They don't know what to, even if they want to follow our God and stuff like that. They're like, what do I do? What, how do I do it? What is it? Like, is it a God or is it man created it? Or what? You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm following you.
Yeah, like, so, what do I do, and how do I do it? Like,
okay.
like, me being a pastor, child, I know, for the most part, no one's right and wrong,
okay.
Even
all
if
right.
I don't do it, I
yeah.
still know
okay.
what's right and
all
wrong.
Right. All right, Josh, I got a caller on. Let me grab this caller. Caller 4840H, last student was 2968. Welcome to Talk.
Yes,
to you.
Sir.
Your host, open mic there. Question or comment?
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's like this is open mic type of a thing, you know, and it's talking about
right.
something that's real, you know, something that's that when you say real, I think about reality, you know, I think about the
yes.
reality, and that's the reality
yes, sir.
That I'm in. I can only speak for myself, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, like most folk that I know, they look out their two eyeballs into the natural realm, and they can see things like me, right? They
right.
can see me,
okay.
right? I'm like, yeah. And then I tell them, I go, you know, you see my car right there? And they go, they look at my car, and they go, yeah. I go, what color is it? And they go,
mm-hmm.
it's silver. And I go, yeah. You're right. Now, Let's stop right here for a second, because I got something to say to you. And when I'm talking to you, I want you to see what I'm saying, but I don't want you to be looking out your two eyeballs anymore.
Okay.
You know, because I know when I'm talking about something spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about looking out your two eyeballs in the natural. I'm talking about something you look in your mind's eye. Only people that understand that their mind and their heart is connected by the power of the spirit, by the power of the spirit coming upon a person and connecting the mind and the heart. Because before that, there was a void that was called darkness. And that's where people come out of the darkness, because remember, the darkest negative has the brightest picture of his love. This is
okay.
open mic, is it not?
You have the floor. Go ahead. We're listening to you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's respect. And so when you can see yourself, right? You can see yourself on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That changes everything about the way you were before, because before you were like that, and now you're like this. So this is where you get to learn something about what you don't know. You don't know. You got to be able to go somewhere to get something to grow up on. And God gives you His word.
Okay.
That's His perfect. That's His perfect will for you, is to be in His word. It don't matter what background you come out of. I mean, people come out of all kinds of different backgrounds. I know people come out of this one, that one, the other one, and I'm like,
right.
man, they all coming out of that stuff. And when I think about it, you know, the Spirit showed me like they coming out from underneath the bondage and they resting because they can see what I'm saying. And I go, that's exactly what I'm talking about, is seeing what He be saying. Well, you can see what God be saying. What?
Okay. Okay. So if I might, what I'm hearing is that you're making the point that we have to by our example, people have to see our walk, and our light should shine such that they can make sense out of what we talk about God, about our faith, because they see it through us. They see it in our actions. Is that I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm trying to make sure I summarize what you're saying so we can open up a broader discussion here with the panel.
You are grounded and you are headed in the direction that is necessary to understand more than what you're saying.
Okay.
And I understand this because I can see that. Yeah. But yeah. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, yeah. For sure, man. There's more that can be said about this, but you know what I'm saying? I don't want to tie up the whole show and everything, but.
No, I got you. What I'd like to do is open it up to our other panelists tonight. Pastor Waller, our co-host, is on with us, and Josh is on with us.
Oh,
and Josh kind of took us in this direction, and it's open mic, but he kind of led this discussion because he was the first one to come on and bring us. But, Pastor, you want to come into that, sir, or Josh? Either one of y'all want to respond to my good friend here? We don't necessarily have to go by your name. Feel free to give it, but 2968. Is our caller for tonight. Pastor? Or may have muted himself there. All right, Josh, you want to respond to that? Question or comment to what our call out of California saying?
I think you nailed it. On the spot. There's more people need to see his good work. And that is something that we have trouble with right now.
Okay.
Don't see that.
Yeah.
It's a one street road when there could be two streets so two people can go and spread the gospel and flourish.
That's a great point. 2968, someone asked me what I thought about Bishop Jakes. I don't know if you all are aware, but he's recently come under spotlight and fire for some associations with a rap artist and things that. And he was on such a high pedestal, and there's so many people revered and looked up to him that this particular individual was concerned and disturbed, you know, because it was almost as if it shook their faith. And I think this speaks to your broader point. 2968, that when people see us, it's not our persona and our flesh that should be representing the word of God, but we should discipline to a point where when they see us, we give them nothing but the unadulterated truth, and we're walking circumspectly so that they don't confuse that with God. I thought that was very interesting. So I think your point is well taken. You want to go ahead? You want to respond to that?
Can you hear me, testing 1-2 on the mic?
Yeah, you're good.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, you know let me show you something real quick. This is gonna be easy, but it's gonna be difficult for a lot of people because they're gonna have a lot of questions probably and everything. But that's okay though. I ain't worried about that. But when you open the Word of God and you go to the book of Ecclesiastes, well, that's a book about everything outside under the sunshine, right? The sun in the flesh without the spirit. Okay. That's just the flesh. That's what that book's about. You know what I mean? That's worldly. You understand? So when you look at it through godly wisdom at the Word of God, it becomes alive to you. So you can learn something. And when you learn something about the book, God is going to give you the understanding, because what you get from the book is wisdom. God gives you wisdom from his word when you can hear he, him. A lot of people ain't listening to God. They just listen to what man says about what man thinks that God is saying to them. And listen, this is a big, this is the big mistake that all kind of folk be making. It don't matter what you think, because people that have already been in this position with him already learned it has nothing to do with what you think, knucklehead.
Right.
Because God, because God inside of you, knucklehead, is changing what you think about him. Because you be trying to say all this stuff about God, it's like sitting in a circle with people and whispering in one person's ear something, and then it goes around, it comes back to you, and it ain't even what you say. You understand?
Okay. Well, you know, in 2024, Verity Gospel and a lot of other things, and denominationalism that's mixed with politics, that's mixed with the pop culture, you know, and rap and everything else, it's got people to a point where there's many are losing interest in faith because they're not quite sure what the base they face on. But your point is well taken. When your faith is based in the word and rooted and grounded in his truth, then you'll be all right. But when you start getting hooked up on what some individual or some personality or persona says, you set yourself up. So that the other day, when they gone, you're going to have to be left to deal with yourself, ain't you? You have to look at yourself in the mirror when they gone. Is that right?
Well, that's okay, though, because that's what the Spirit does inside of us. He shows us when we're doing the wrong thing that's adversarial towards what he's showing us in his word. And if you can see what God is saying, then you can hear he, him. And when you can hear him, then when he takes you back 2,000 years because you open up the book, he's showing you what happened when there was time. Because in the first century, they were looking forward to what Christ was going to do on the cross. Well, here we are 2,000 years after that, looking back at what the Spirit inside of us did on the cross when he came down from heaven to demonstrate how much he valued Israel in the first century. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created old covenant Israel. I know what you're thinking, but that's not how it is, kid. You got to be a scholar. You know what? I'm an eschatology master, so I'm not here to say anything other than, you know what? God gave it to me. I gave it to you, and that's all I can say. And it's true. It's love. So don't worry. Love generates love. Go ahead.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. We got a couple of more minutes before we wrap up. Pastor, you back with us there? Pastor Waller? Okay. Maybe he, I don't know if he muted or whatever. But so let's bring this back home for our listening audience here. And I appreciate you, caller 2968, for sharing that with us. Because it's, and Josh, I hope that responded to some of your question that you were asking about why today and how is it that we're missing the mark. And my brother here, is, I believe he did a good job of intimating the idea that we perhaps, respectfully, we got the wrong focus. It cannot, and I've been pastoring now for close to 30 years, but it ain't about me. Huh? The best thing I can do for anyone is to show them the direction and how to find and study to show themselves approved. You understand what I'm saying? And it can't be about me, what I think, how I feel, you know. That dog ain't going to hunt. No, sir. Not squirrels and rabbits anyway. But okay. Let's do this. We're about at the top of the hour. You've been listening, audience. You've been listening to Talk Straight. It was open mic. Our good friend out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Josh, brought some good conversation. We've been Pastor Waller joined us there, and we've been grateful to have a caller out of California. It looked like you're calling from San Jose, the San Jose area. We appreciate you sharing with us, because I don't believe it or not, I didn't got a few inches taller now. I done grown from this conversation.
Right.
But let me do this.
It's all good, bro.
Let me turn the mic over to you for a final thought, and then we'll go to Josh And if we can catch Pastor, we'll have him wrap us up and we'll get on out of here for the night.
Good to be here, though.
Appreciate you calling us there.
Yeah. Hey, so, I mean, hey, you know, we always have to be the beacon of light so that when people look back, they can see what you were saying and everything's good, right? So I'm just going to leave it here, okay? I had a friend way back in the day, and some people mm-hmm. probably recognize his name. His name is Geronimo Pratt. We don't have him with us no more. God rest his soul, you know what I'm saying? A solid
okay.
man. Someone who was gentle and very kind and considerate. And since I know all this about him, he shared his story with me, you know, and his story took me back to when he was a little kid. You know, after listening to him, he took me back to when he was a little kid, and I was looking at what he was seeing through his eyes as a little kid, because I was a little kid right there with him, you know, and he was showing me, Dad's what's the most important thing. That was the picture he painted for me, was Dad is the most important thing. And I was like, that's something to say to somebody, you know what I mean? I mean, he took me there, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow, man, what a trip. You know, I'll never forget that. So that's the beacon of light that I'm sharing today, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I appreciate that. Well, I want to invite you to join us any Tuesday night from 7 to about 8 o'clock Central Time. We come on. Anytime, you're always welcome. I think you all are a couple of hours ahead of us there in California, right?
We got, right. What time is it now? It's like 6 o'clock or something.
Yeah, your time is 8-hour time. But anytime, man. Mi casa es su casa. My house is your house.
For
anytime,
sure.
Come on in. We appreciate that.
For sure.
All right,
cool,
Josh,
cool, man.
A final. Yes, sir. Josh, a final word before we wrap up for the night?
There was a lot of good topics.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
a lot of what?
I said there was a lot of good topics. I shared my views on how we can the past, the present, and the future.
Right.
And I think we have to show light to all that will listen to the light.
Sure. Point well taken. All right. I hate to rush you there, but we're winding down here. Josh, we appreciate that, man, and thank you for bringing such an insightful and stirring dialogue to Talk Straight tonight on open mic there. We appreciate you, as always. All right, Pastor Waller, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You want to take us home for the night, wrap us up for the evening there? We appreciate you. We got our brother out of let me just give you a quick second to say hello to our caller out of San Jose. We're identifying as 2968. This is Pastor Waller, our co-host. Pastor Waller, right quickly, just hello, say hello to him, and then take us home there.
All right, 2968, man, we were grateful to hear you tune in, and we're just grateful that you would grab a hold of the opportunity to come back, man, and we have a nice time. The word said, well, it's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing, he'll be in the midst of us, so we need him, and we definitely welcome you again to continue to call in, man. We enjoyed you, and as we begin to wind out, I just want to say to everybody who's listening that we serve a God that's able. He made this day for us, and it's a beautiful thing to acknowledge him. I was told one day, and I didn't know him, and I just had no understanding of nothing other than I needed some help. And I heard someone say, call him, and he would answer you. And he would show you great and mighty things that you knew not. And so I remember doing it. And so I always like to include him in the conversation because it makes a grand of a difference today with me. And I trust that it will with everybody that's tuned in, Joshua and Pastor Dockery. And it's so much that can be said, but it's just not enough time to say it all. So just remember to stay tuned, and we expect you back on the next time. I yield back to you on that note, Pastor Dockery.
Right, all right. And we're going to go ahead and cut out of here for tonight. You've been listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery, and our co-host, Pastor Waller, a good friend out of San Jose, California, 29th. They joined us there. And Josh out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, he's been here with us, regular panel there. We appreciate him and the stirring conversation he brought. We'll be back, Lord willing, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for another episode of Talk Straight. We leave with the OJs, A Prayer for Peace.
Oh, yeah.
To you I give the glory, I'm on my knees I fall, I have the wisdom and understanding, to you my praise I bring, to you my song I sing. Let it shine with understanding. Let it shine.